Okay. Well, this week's Sedra Parshas Ekev contains what we often refer to as the second paragraph, the second parsha of Kriyashma, the parsha of Ahayim Shamala. And that's also the fourth of the four parshas of Tefillin that are found in the Chumash. The other two, first two, are found in the end of Parshas Bo, and one was the last week's Sedra, the parsha of Shema. So I'd like to speak this evening about a matter relating to Tefillin, and that is the question of Chatzitza. When a person puts on tefillin, can you put, let's say you have a cast. Well, let's say you have a shirt. I just want to put it over the shirt, over the jacket. Is that okay? Can I be a chatzitza? We once spoke years ago with regard to the straps. I'm talking here even with regard to the bias. The pasuk, of course, in the parasha is Devarim Perek Yud Aleph. Pasuk Yud Ches. Again, this is the fourth and final time that the mitzvah of tefillin is presented in the Torah. Here it says, "V'samtem Israela alav alchem alav shemuk shakem osam laos al yedchem elutavos beinechem." Torah is telling you the location has to be in your hand, has to be beinechem, between your eyes and your forehead and so on. So the question is, does it have to be literally resting on the skin or on the head, or can it be some sort of an interruption, some sort of a chatzitza in between where the tefillin is and the part of the body? So interestingly, there does not really seem to be any mefurish or gemara anywhere in the tefillin sugas. Many of the tefillin sugas are found in Maseches Menachos. And it doesn't seem to be any of the in any of the regular tefillin sugas any direct statement about this. It comes up actually really incidentally, and not even with regards to our question, as we'll see in a moment it will relate. It is the Gemara in Zvachim, and of Yud Testament Aleph, talking about the Kohanim and wearing tefillin with regard to the Big Day Kahuna. We know that the Kohanim had to wear special begadim, special garments, when they served in the Mishkan and the Beis Hamikdash. So there, the Gemara discusses in Zvachim, of Yud Testament Aleph. The Gemara says, let's find a place. But, no, it's by Rava, just a moment. Here. Boy Reb Zera. Towards the bottom of the page, Yud Tef and Alvin Zachin. Boy Reb Zera. Tulin Ma'u Sheyachutzu. Talking about that sugar with the Big Day Kahuna. Are tulin, now they're not asking whether there's a din of chatzitza between the problem of chatzitza between the tulin and the body. Here they're asking the other way. Do the tulin, let's say the Kohen is wearing tulin, and now he puts the Big Day Kahuna, the robe and so on, over, so that garment is not resting on his skin. Do tulin constitute a chatzitza? Not our shaila exactly, but it's a starting point. Do tulin constitute a chatzitza in terms of the Big Day Kahuna? If the Kohen has something on his head, he has the mitznefes, or the Kohen Gadol has the Kohen Hedger has what's called bas, same thing, some type of a hat, okay, or the kongol has the tits, and the tefillin are there. Do the tefillin constitute a chatzitza in between the skin or the part of body and the Big Day Kahuna? That's the question that the Gemara is raising. Actually, Rashi learns the sugya differently. According to Rashi, the question is not so much about chatzitza, but as Rashi says, ma'u she'achutzu l'mehevi yitur begadim. Is that considered an extra garment? The Kohen Gadol wears 8 begadim. A Kohen Hedger wears 4 begadim. The tefillin constitute an extra beged with regards to the Kohen. That's how Rashi understands. However, Tosus there, that was Rashi de Ramasco, ma'u she'achutzu. Tosus, the Ramasco tefillin, ma'u she'achutzu, here again, Zochin, the Testament Aleph, Tosus learns the question differently. He said, Pirish bekuntris l'mehevi yitur begadim. And Tosus, the Yefshaloma came. That can't be what the sugya is talking about. That's a question of just having extra begadim. The Gemara later is going to say that tefillin do represent the chatzitza, and there it's talking about the shoyad, and the Tosfos a whole raya to figure out that it doesn't seem to mean what Rashi says that it means. So towards the end, Tosfos says, with the emendation of the Shittim Gebet is printed on the page. Shittim Gebet is on in Zvachim, it's printed on the side of the page. It's not the regular Shittim Gebet in terms of deep questions. Usually it says Girsa issues or corrections. So here it also, it says, the language is, it says, Tosus Nira Tfei Kedorish Besomach Al Besaro Shaloye Dover Chotzeitz. Okay, Miu Hotai, he thinks that because the flow of the Gemara later, it sounds like it's talking about the tefillin being a chatzitza, not like an extra beggar, Shira Rebetta says, near Tfei Lefarish, it's better to learn this way at the Shalas where we expressed it. It's Tfilin Chatzitza in terms of Big Day Kahuna. Okay, I mean, anyway, so then the Gemara goes on to explain that the Shalas might be a difference whether you hold Lila Lazman Tfilin or not, because without going into the details now, I'll just read the Gemara. The Gemara says, again, continuing that same Gemara, he says, Aliba demand of a Lila Lazman Tfilin, who, that's a machlokas elsewhere, whether it's Lila is considered Zman Tfilin or not. It's an Arab and other places. So, the Gemara says, according to the guy, according to the Mandamar, it says Lila Lazman Tfilin, who, lo to boilach, came into Lila Chaiti, Yom Nami Chaiti. And it was at night, there's no mitzvah with Tfilin, if it's Lila Lazman Tfilin, so then there, the Tfilin would be Chatzit in terms of any avoda that's done based on Mitzvah tonight, because you're wearing something you don't have to wear. Therefore, it's automatically by day also. Ki deboilach, Mandamar, Lila Lazman Tfilin. Alright, that's the question. We don't need to go into that now, but the Gemara continues. Igalgo Milsa, the question was, rolled around, tossed around, and Umata Lakamid Rav Ami. And eventually the question came to Rav Ami, and he said, Amalei Talmud Arachu B'Yodena, we have a set teaching. Tfilin chotzitzos. Tfilin are, in fact, chotzitzos. The tfilin do, in fact, constitute chatzitza. Again, we'll learn the way Tosus learns it, that the tfilin represent the chatzitza in between the big day kahuna and the body. Okay, so now the Gemara continues. Meisei, kohanim bavodosam, ulevin beduchonon, v'yisrael b'mamodon, pturim min atfilo min atfilin. Okay, the Gemara says, and we'll see the Gemara shortly, it's Gemara Erchin, Dav Gimel and Beis, that the Kohanim, when they do their Avodah, and the Levim, when they're doing what they have to do, the Yisrael, the Anshei Maimed, Mishnayos and Tainis explained that at the time when the Karbonos were brought, so in every town there were people who would say certain Tfilas, cars representing the Tzibur, the Anshei Maimed. Anyway, when they're busy doing that, they're Pturim and Atfilah and Atfilin. So the Gemara says, my love, im hinichon einon chotzotzos. Okay. It says Pturim and Atfilin. Okay. Pturim and Atfilin. Alright, and Rashi explains that Kaimalon Osu is a potter on mitzvah. But it doesn't say Asurin, so therefore doesn't it mean my love, says the Gemara, im hinichon enel chotzitzos. It just says they're potter from Tfilin. So among the people mentioned is Kohanim Bavodosan, right? So it sounds like they could put it on if they want, right? My love, minichon enel chotzitzos. So the Gemara says no. Lo im hinichon chotzitzos. That means they are chatzitza. So yes, the Gemara, so Pturim, Asur Meboile, the language shouldn't be that the Kohanim are Potter wearing Tzolzer, Asur wear Tzolzer, they weren't present the Chatzitza, in terms of wearing the Big Day Kohanim, so it shouldn't be allowed, really, Pturim. And, so the Gemara says, Kevan the Ika Levim, the Yisrael, the Lomaso, Asim Shum Hachitana Pturim. You're right, it should have said also, but since that same Bryce was not talking only about the Kohanim, it was talking about the Levim and the Yisraelim also, for whom there's no Isser, they're not wearing any special garments that are to the air, it's not Isser, it's just Potter, so Mela, the Bryce has said Potter. The Gemara says Potter, even though because they're lumping together for the purpose of this halacha, the din regarding Kohanim, Levim, and Yisraelim, the Levim and Yisraelim, no Isser, just they're Potter. Kohanim, Tak, have an Isser, but they use the word Potter because it was more encompassing for those cases. The Gemara says, we do have a brisa im hinichon einon chotzitzos, but there's another brisa somewhere else that says, in fact, they put it on, it's not a chatzitza. Okay? Gemara says, lo kasha, ha de yad, ha de rosh. There's a difference between tzon shel yad and tzon shel rosh. Okay, what's the difference? Maishna, the yad, the ksiv, yilbash al besaro, shalei hei dover chotez ben levim besaro. When it talks about the big day kahuna on the body, so the language of the pasuk is, the proper Kohanim's garments are yilbash al besaro, from which the Gemara has a drasha, shalei hei dover chotez ben levim besaro. Al besaro means directly, is darshan al means directly on the body. Not with anything else. You have to wear whatever you have to wear on the type of shirt or tunic that the Kohen wore. So al besaro means it's got to rest directly on his skin and not with tefillin or anything else in between. Okay, that's the drasha. So that's by the tefillin shayad is a chatzitza. Wait a minute, says the Gemara. So again, the yad, the yilbash al besaro, shalei hei dover chotez ben levim besaro, the rosh namiksi, the samtam mitznefes al rosho. The same, talking about the hat, which is on the head, the Kohen's hat, and Steph is the Kohen Gadol's hat, the Mikvahs of the Kohen's head, it's not the same thing, different type of hat, but in terms of this, it's the same thing. It also says Al. So why should it be different than Tzon Shoyad and Tzon Shorosh? Right? If al means by tzon segad, that has to rest directly on the body, so tzon would be chatzis. So the same thing with the rosh. Gemara says no. Tana se'aro hayanira ben tzitz l'mitznefes shesha manichin tzon. There was place, a space in the head. A little bit of hair can be seen between where the makom tzon is and where the mitznefes. So there's taka a possibility to put the tzon on the head where it won't interfere with the mitznefes, with the hat. So that's why the Shayad and the Sharosh are different. Shayad, there's no way to wear the regard of Al-Bisaro constitutes Chatzitza. And with Tulum Sharosh, there's a way to position it where it wouldn't interfere with the hat, it wouldn't be a Chatzitza. So that's why there's a difference. So therefore, when it says, as Rashi explains, the yad chotzos to who ben beged labosa, but tzon she yad it's a chatzitza because something in between the beged, the beged coin and the flesh. The rosh ain't chotzos the farsh also the saro shall coin gadol the hair of the coin gadol shall nearer ben tzis shall mitzvah mitznefes shall go over rosh. He had the tzitz on his forehead and he had the mitznefes higher up on his head and there was a little space in between. That's where he could fit the tzon. Shesham meniach tzon. So Rashi explained the top of your tesan base. Shesham meniach tzon. Hilchach leka chatzitza. The Tana the Itzrich Lashminim Hanichan Ein Chotos Mishum Yitu Begadimu the Itzrich Lashminim La Begadimu. Rashi Lashitosa. It's a question of extra begadim. Anyway, that's the Shita. That is the that's the Goren Zvachim again.
The Tzrich would go on top of the Begad or the hat.
The Ritzuos. Well, no, the Ritzuos could be around here. The hat was above, right? So it didn't interfere with that. The whole thing didn't interfere. No, apparently not. Now you could argue, which we'll see in a second, maybe the tzu is a different din altogether. Okay, but right now we're talking about the actual main part of the tzu. Okay, but
when you have a focus like this generally, that means that the Amoran didn't have a mesorah as to how it had been done by a chenny? Is that what
you're saying? Yeah, I think so. We don't know for sure. Yeah.
How did it go high to do the avoda? It's hard enough to keep the tzu on the grade.
Just
you're not going to the avoda.
I mean, in general,
it's tough. Turning,
yeah, it's a good question. I don't know. They were more skilled than we are. I don't know. Anyway, that's the sugya. So again, it's the sugya here. The sugya here is not about tefillin, about a chatzitza between the tefillin and the body. It's the tefillin acting as a chatzitza. But just to point out that conclusion, that halacha. So the Rambam writes in Perek Yud of Hilchos Kleya Mikdash Halacha Vav. Rambam Paschal, thank you. Nemar bebigdei kahuna al besoro ulevesham. That's the pasuk, right? The michas evad you al besoro. You know exact languages. Melamed shaloye davachotes beim besoro begodim. Afilu nima achas. Even a little hair or offer some dirt. Okay, you have to clean your body first. Okina mesa the lice. You know. Bugs, okay. I mean, if you're not wearing the bidei kahuna properly, it's possible to avoda. It's a serious matter. Lefichach ein hakohen yachol lavod betzulon shayad shericho tzetzes. Some said they did not wear the tzulon shayad because the chatzitza. Aval shorosh ein hakohen tzetzes. Bimrotza lehaniach b'shas avoda meiniach. Rambam says, if you want, you can wear it. The tzon sarosh. The tzon sarosh, you can't, because the chatzitza, he says, if you want, you can wear it. So the Kesef Mishnah says that the source of this is the Gemara in Zerachim, which we just read. Okay? And he quotes Rashi, I'll just read from here, Pirish Rashi, Hilchach, Lekha chatzitza, the Tara did tzuch hashmin, and the Nechotot, that's the last Rashi, Rebbe, Shemit, regard him, who did tzuch hashmin, la begra kashama, and nira, shalazek, kivein rabbeinu, masheherech, vichosav, imrotzol hanichon, bishasavo, the maniach. It's based on that Rashi, that the Kesemisha thing the Rambam says, then in effect it turns out to be, optional. That if you want, you can wear the tzom sharosh. Alright, because it's not a chatzitza, he doesn't have to. Alright, that's what I'm passing. Parkir Vilchus Kleh Mikdash, Allah Chavav. There is another relevant Gemara, which the Gemara here quoted, I mentioned before. That is the Gemara in the beginning of Maseches Erechim. Those who have studied Erechim, the beginning is very interesting because the first Mishnah in Erechim, a lot of little shasug is right at the beginning of Erechim. The first Mishnah in Erechim says, Hakol Marichim Ben Erechim. everybody is subject to be evaluated for the purpose of Erchon and Korbanos and so on. And it says, Kohanim Levim Yisraelim. So the Gemara goes into a whole bunch of things. First few blot of Erchon, Kohanim Levim Yisrael Chayim and this, Kohanim Levim Yisrael Chayim and that. And you know, all you know, more practical things than for the Erchon. So one of the things it says on the Gimel and Beis is HaKol Chayim B'Tfilin, Kohanim Levim Yisraelim. Everyone has to wait till Kohanim Levim Yisraelim. If no way, Pshita. No kidding. Why would we think we'd be different? So no, Kahanim Itzrichle. Salka Daita Chamino Holuk Sibuk Shartam El Sayadecha. Vilo Totas Benenecha. Since the Pasuk, and here they quote the Pasuk in last week's Sedge, but the Pasuk in last week's Sedge too, there's a link between the Tzon Tzor Yad and the Tzon Tzor Rosh. So I might have thought, call the Isay Bemitzu the Yad, Isay Bemitzu the Rosh. Whoever has to put on the Tzon Tzor Yad, that's what's to put on the Tzon Tzor Rosh also. The Hani Kohanim hold the less no b'mitzvah of the Yad. But the Kohanim don't wear the Tzon Tzor Yad like we learned. D'chsiv yobash al b'soro. Surely, hey, d'amar chotzes bein omein b'soro. They can't be a chatzitza between the flesh and then the big day kahuna. So therefore, as we learned, the Dzvachim, the Kohanim don't have to wear Tzon Tzor Yad. I might have thought also don't have to wear Tzon Tzor Rosh, because they're linked. Okay, so aim of mitzvah derosh nami lo lechayvu kamash malon. That's why this Bryce has to teach us how kol chayav mitzvahin included kohanim. Okay, kamash malon de lo mak vehadadi the shoyad and shorosh are not makir. It's not till shoyad and makir shorosh. That's what comes up in Erchin. Okay, it's not till shoyad and makir shorosh. So shoyad rosh and makir shoyad. Okay, so now the Gemara there asks what we discussed before. Why do we think that there's no shitza? Why do we think the chatzitza is only by tzon shel yad? Because the stomach says yilbash al b'soro rosh namiksi v'samtam it's nefes al rosh. Same language al. So Tana, right? We're called the mikbas. It's called it too. I mean, so Tana soaro hanir ben chutz ben tzitzum it's nefes shoshom in etzlon. Okay, the answer is like we said in Zochar. There's a little place you can put on tzon where it wouldn't interfere with them. Nefes or the Mikbas, the Kohen Edge, so it's okay.
It's
yeah.
A small place, and he has to do the Avodah. And if it's going to move, it's going to be a Chatzitza, and the Avodah will be puzzled.
You're getting too practical. Now you're right, I don't know. Practically, how do you make that? Yeah, maybe
it's going to puzzle up the whole Avodah. Mm-hmm. I didn't fill it off.
I know, I'm not going to understand. The beggar is here, and it's funny. Yeah. But it's going to be over it. How could it fit underneath? I mean, where would you put it?
I guess the hatch was more in the center part of the head. I'm saying, but you, there
I mean,
was,
say
the Gemara says there was enough space
like
between.
Like a
no, but the point is there was enough space. The Gemara says in between the tzitz and the mitznefes is to fit the tzon shel
rosh. I'll see you guys today. They have the hats on and they have
the shir boys, right? They have the hats all the way in the back.
Right,
and
right.
Yeah. Okay. Anyway, you know, and how you wear the hat, you can figure out what yeshiva you went to. Anyway, that's the sugya erchem. It comes out though, if we think about it for a moment, the way we finished in Zvachim. Was that the way the Rambam Paskin was that if he wants he can put on Tzon Tzor Rosh. The Mashmos of the Sugya here in Erechon is that he has to, because the Gemara there, the Gemara in Erechon says Hakol Chayavim B'Tzon, and it comes out it's talking about the Tzon Tzor Rosh. But we said in Zochim, we said that the Rambam's lesson was if he wants. So that's an interesting question. So I just go over there. I wouldn't have time to go into it. What? Well, that's what it appears. That make yeah. Huh? The Rambam's Yechayim. Yeah. So. Rashi tied it. I know. We don't have time to go to those mitzvahs. But I just want to point out to you that the Shagas Aryeh in the Siman at Zion deals a little bit with this issue, so he's bothered by this question because he's in a kol mokom. I mean, how does Zochem Shmamim at the Kohen Mishnah Mishorosh Nami Ptiri? Okay, the Gemara in Zochem indicates that they're part of the Shorosh also. Okay. Sounds like Sugan's Rachman, they're part of it. They can do it if they want to. Like you're saying, the guy feels he can concentrate on both, but he can do it. Okay? Vilu Basuga the Erechad Mechayev Kahan of the Tzon Sarosh. They know Shum Chatzitza, but part of Shum also admits it. So why is there a Kulik? So he has to come up with a funny terrors. He says that the Loptiri over there, also admits it, came in the Kiyon of Makribi Chatas Oshel Suffolk. He told me that he's doing an avoda, which anyway was a suffix, so he has to come with a funny teretz, but that's certainly not the pasha. Yeah, the suffix lay those suffix. See, with the kaimon chatos, oh, bala suffix. But the ain't an echelos. Chatos, oh, there's one funny case that comes up. It's very shrewd, but that's what the Sugan Erechon is talking about. Okay, I'm just putting out if you're thinking, but should be aware. It's not our question, but our question again really is, as I said, what is the now again the sugya in Erchin? So Tosis there also said the Rashi says it too, right? Tosis in Erchin Gimel Beis Shloya Davar Chodz Ben Bigger Kumim Sorrow Utzilan Al Besar. So here he says an interesting thing. Okay. So far, we haven't seen anything which talks about tefillin, about a chatzitza between tefillin and the body. Again, everything we've talked about till now is the tefillin being a chatzitza in between the big dekor and the body. But Tosis throws in, and that's again Erchin Dav Gimel Beis Rashi sort of says it also. Okay, let's find the Rashi. Rashi says Shelo yehi davar chotzeitz bein big dekor l'bzaro. Utfilin al besaro beinan tachas begada bekiboris etzal akasef. Okay, tefillin also have to be al besaro. Okay, by you know by the upper part of the arm, the muscle, etzal akasef in the shoulder. Kedamim kedamim benachos akomet rabba daflam down and base. The tachas begada bein the siva hayal achala os vola chermos. There is a drasha. The pasuk says, "Mohel lechala os." I not here, and I said, "Not in the first parsha of Krishma either." But in parsha's bow, it says, "Mohel lechala os." So we have a drasha lechala os or lachem os. That's why many we discussed in the past years about it. That's why many people cover the shul yad with a little box, they put the sleeve over, the jacket over. It's lechala os. So you can't put it over the big day of your clothing, but not because, it seems, not because of the chatzitza, because of your violation of this din of l'chala os or l'chayim os. And the Tosis also says, okay, so yad enema kevishar, I'm sorry, shalom yad avachot is ben bikon v'saro, utfilin al besor ben yaksim ahar l'chala os or l'chayim os. So both Rashi and Tosis, they bring up that the tefillin also has to be directly on the skin, but not because of a chatzitza problem, but because if it's over your shirt, it's going to be seen by others. So maybe you got to put it under your shirt, under your jacket. So it's not like that. It's only din shayat. So rosh, yeah. That's another different shayat. Right. That's correct. So far. Okay, so far. But anyway, we don't have any. My point is, we don't have.
What is our
right, okay, so but that could be just telling you the place. It's on the hair. Who says it has to be? You know, that's the whole point. What I'm trying to point out is that there is no, not to my knowledge, the Rishon don't quote it. There's no beferish or drusha, or like we have by the big day kuna. I'm trying to show it says v'lavash. What's the last one? Al besaro or al. And the Gemara asks, it says by the mitznefes also al. So there, you're en a chanami, but it's not a chatzitza. So by big day kuna, the Gemara has drusha. Mefuroshos telling you that there's not supposed to be a chatzitza between the big day kahuna and the body, neither on the head nor on the body, right? Whereas by tefillin there's no such drusha. There's some different drusha, the result of which you shouldn't have a chatzitza, not because of a chatzitza, because it should be al and not it should be los lecholios and al acherim los. So that's what you have from Rashi and Tosis. The rush. What?
We know the reason why
shouldn't be. Drusha, okay. The sharosh you're supposed to see. It says the ro kol ameret kishemesh and ikolecha. It looks on the rosh, right? They're supposed to, but the shoyad is a private thing by the lathe. The drusha is about it. But
what do you have to say about the shoyad because of that part?
Which person? No, the tefillin shoyad shouldn't be over your jacket, over your shirt, because then it'll be seen by others. So just a right, exactly. That's correct. So that's correct. There's no. That's you're right. So far, as I'm saying, there's no drusha that seems to indicate directly that the tefillin has to be directly on the body. And Tosas and Rashi both say that. They say their lashon is Tosas. We'll read again. It says. Tefillin al besoro beinam because of that, but Rabbi Zid is correct. Okay, so I have a shirt and I'll put the jacket over it. It also won't be lachay and rose. It'll just be lachos. So you're right. So as I said, there's no drosha mafareshes that says tefillin is a problem chatzitza. The first person, as far as I know anyway, who brings up this matter is the Rush. The Rush in one of his Chuvas Harosh, Klal Gimel. Simon Dalad, Shaalt, Shaalt, and Yochel Adam Lich Tefillin Bezor Obro Shaal Dover Chotzeitz. Someone asked the Rosh this question. There's no Gemara, right? So what's the story? Da Shetzarech Shelo Yehei Dover Chotzeitz Ben Tefillin Leroshu Uben Tefillin Lezroo.
The Rosh Paskin, the answer to the Shalat, no. There cannot be anything that's chotech between the Shoryad or the Sharosh and the body. The Amina of Parag Beis is Vachim. Tzulim La Shechutz Ben Guvul Avigdal De Kehuna Ksiv Yilbash Al Besaro Shoy Dabar Chotz Ben Ovein Besaro Uksiv Is Tamtum Itzevas Al Rosho Shoy Dabar Chotz Ben Ovein Rosho. Okay, it said we have two drushes with regards to Big Day Kahuna, both Al Basaro and Al Rosho. Okay, and then Al Chatzitza. Umayse Hosam and Brisa the Kohanim Bavodosam Turim and Atzilim Visal Kedash Shein Chatzitza Posas Butzun Yaniyah Chatzilim Al Nitznefes Val Azor. Okay, Al Aksana said, what do you have a problem for? You can derive from that Gemara, Eina Chanani, the Tzilin can't be, there can't be a Chatzitza in between the Big Day Kahuna and the arm, right? So put the tefillin over the Big Day Kahuna. Problem solved. That's a problem. It's a problem. The whole issue is this should tefillin. We don't want a tefillin to be chatzitza in between the garment and the yad, or between the head and then the mitznefes. Okay, so put the tefillin over it. Elamai, the Gemara never considered that possibility. So says the Rosh, we are considering a chatzitza. He says the time should be, and why? And it almost like has owned Russia. The time of my. The time of Shum Dasiv, Laos Al Yarcha, Shaloy Hey Davar Chotes, Bain Oliado. I mean, it's a nice drush, except the Gemara never says it. The Rosh, okay, the Rosh has brought show, the Rosh says it. I mean, the Gemara doesn't say it. But he said it the same thing. And I'm just reading this. At the time of Shum Dasiv, Laos Al Yarcha, Shaloy Hey Davar Chotes, Bain Oliado, Kiddashinan, Yavash Absaro, Shaloy Hey Davar Chotes, Bain Ola Bain Besaro. Just like you have it very drush in there, we have the word Al here also. Again, it's very, very staggering because the Gemara doesn't make that drush, but the Rosh does. V'chein darshinim l'totofos bein enecho, sholei davar chotes bein tzvon bein enecho. So, okay, the Rosh has brought shoulders, like I said before. He kind of makes this drusha. I don't think he's really making a drusha. He's just saying, yeah, I know, exactly. Yeah, right. You're right, that's just that. But that's the Rosh. So the Rosh says this again also in the back of Masechus Menachos. In the back of Masechus Menachos, we have, there's no, the most of Masechus Menachos is Kachim, so there's no Rosh and Riff on Kachim, but they have, since I mentioned before, a lot of the laws of Tillin and Tzitzis and also other things are found in Masechus Menachos, in the back of it, it's called Halachos Ketanos. So the Halachos Ketanos in Os Yurches, in the Rosh is the same thing. He has like this. We got seen in the Erechin, or a copy of it. The Hani Kohanim, Ho of the lesson which is Tzulim the Yad, the Siv Yilbash Al Besaro, Shoy Dabar Chotz, Ben Ovim Saro, Shmamino, the Tzulim Abisham, Manachu Belo Chatzitza. Okay, the Chain Amrinan, Saro Ha Nire, Ben Tzitzel, instead of the Shomin, the Tzulim, Al Moshe, Yichom, and the Chom, Al Mitznefes. So he just derives logic from the conclusion of the Gemara that says, don't wear the Tzulim Shal Yad, because the Chatzitza, well, why not? Why not wear it over? It's the same thing. So the Rosh is Yitaso, and I also have with me here the Sefer Yerayim. The Sefer Yerayim, there are different arrangements of the Sefer Yerayim. I saw it quoted, and I always have the different one. Remember, I see the quote, I have the other one. So it's in the quote here in Shin Sadi Tes, right down in Sin Tes Rav, the Yerayim, Sefer Yerayim, and the Sefer Mitzvah, the Mitzvah Tzulim, he writes, Uvshiyitain Tzulim Barosho Bzoro, Bzoro, Tzorach Shalom Yehei Dabar Chotitz Al Bzoro. And he quotes a different source, which we'll see in a second. He quotes a Mishnah in Megillah, okay, which says that you're not allowed to put the tefillin taka on unkli, that's your sleeves. All right, so he refers to that. We'll see it in a moment. But the Yerayim agrees with the Rosh. There cannot be any chatzitza. So you have these prominent Rishonim making this point and agreeing you're not allowed to have any chatzitza between tefillin and the body. Even though, as I said before, the Gemara does not say it specifically. The Rashba in a number of places disagrees with this Yisod. The Rashba in at least three different shulas that I brought with me, okay, and we'll see how this quote as well. The Shalos Hashulas of Rashba, Chelek Aleph, Siman Tuf Chav Zayin. And here he's talking about the Ritzua, so it might be different, but it does say it. We'll see. Olinim Ritzua Shel Yad Nistaber Shemuta LeKorcha LaBegen. The Ritzuas, it's okay to put over it. Sometimes the guys are cast on his arm. It's okay to put it over something. The lower mushatar should have a chotis beit on him. Sorry, elak titzah, just the bias, just the main part. Okay, shadina ketzulim. The Garcin and Hossam, he quotes a different gemara. Okay, actually gemara menachos, and that's the, he quotes the issue of lechol oz or lechem oz. Okay, so therefore he says the other stuff can be put over the over a chatzitah is not a problem. Now he writes kein nira lahalocha v'lemaisa bein dushiad bein dushos roim masher rabim nagim. He says, what I'm telling you is the halacha, but lemaisa, people are makbid not to have any chatzitza. So Rashbo acknowledges that even though he's telling you lemaisa, he thinks it's okay, and he says, he quotes a famous Yerushalmi we mentioned in the past, kol halacha shirofefes biyorcha rei heich tibur noga na hokein. We're not sure what they've been to see what the Jews do that people have been doing, putting on tefillin for years. We'll find out what people are doing, and you'll find out that. Huh? Right, that's true. Right, but that's the Rashbo, and that's true. But that's Chelek Aleph, Simon Tov Chav Zayin. A second place the Rashbo discusses is in Chelek Gimel, Simon Reish Pei Beis. Okay, he says here also. He quotes the sugi in Zochem about the Kohanim, Shavuchos Ben Ovim Sar, etc. Aval Ani Omer LaHalacha. The Rashbo again, he's hesitant to punch out Lamaisa, but he says, "Lahalacha v'lamaisa, mutter lahaniach the sharosh alakova." Okay, and he says, "Why the sharosh may be different? Because again, the shoyad, you have that other concern of lachalos or lachemlos. No such concern by the sharosh. The sharosh you certainly can put without a problem." Okay. Yeah, so that's the Rashbo there. One other tshuva, we'll see in a second.
It would be a person with a bandage.
Right, that's exactly right. That's exactly right. We'll see this one off. Okay, so that's the second tshuva that the Rashbo has. And a third tshuva is in, it was actually a tshuva of the Ramban. There's a collection of tshuvas called Sutta Rashbo HaMiuchos. I mean, it is Rashbo. It's called the Tshuvas HaMiuchosos LaRamban. It was mistakenly attributed to Ramban. It's always in Rashbo. Anyway, it's in the Rashbo Gimel of what's called the Tshuva Samir Chassos. Yeah, so there was someone else mixed it up.
Isn't it just the absolute learning before you can put it on the head that way? Does it only have a special spot between the hat and the...
Yeah, that was one answer.
Yeah, but it was the other way, yeah. So the Rashbo here writes, in Tron, so Shayla, in Mutul Aniach Tron ala Beged Lamala Olo, can you put Tron on top of other clothing or not? That's our question. Tshuva, Imal Tron Tziyara Tashoel, okay, Masnisni, this is a Mishnah Megillah, we'll get to that in a second, okay? And that's a different din because of L'chali Al-Yad and Lola Cherim, alright? Anyway, he said the Sharosh perhaps is different. At the end, he says an interesting thing. He says, bottom line, and this is where Zidane made the point, he says, when it came to the big day kahuna, shalaya davachotas benarim sor, mishun sibo yilbash al besaro. And I was it, aval gabe tfilin, loksiv letotafos al benenecha. It doesn't say, right? It says benenecha. The alfa pisha nigabe kohen soro, high near some space and so on. Yishon shalom mishun tfilin, shalaya davachotas benarim in harosh. El adrava, shalaya tfilin chotas benarim its nefes larosh. Or shalaya tfilin shum dover acher alam its nefes. Okay, it's a din of the mitznefes, not a din of the tzon. So Rashbo learns the whole thing differently, and that's how many achronim, as I said, or actually, I'm sorry, Richard Shonim even, can I bring it? Here it is. They quote the Rashbo like this. The Ran in Megillah. So now let's see what's going on there in Megillah that they kept quoting. Okay, in Megillah, daf chav dalet on the base. There's a Mishnah. The Mishnah says the bottom is actually two Mishnahs on the page, the second Mishnah on the page, Chav Dalam Beis and Megillah. There's a bunch of different things you're not supposed to do because it sounds like you're Apikores or you're Derech Minos. So one of them says about Tulin, he says, Tzipon Zah, let's say you plated your Tulin gold. Okay? Oh, but that's not our issue now. Benosna al Beis Unkli Shalom. You put the Tulin on your sleeve, Hareze Derech Hachitzonim. That's like the outsiders, you know. Non-desirables. Okay, Rashi says, "I raise the derech yitonim." But they all them ahochin b'achrei daitam chutz midas chachamim. Off the derech. That's what it is. Right, chutz midas chachamim. Okay, the beinon lecholos v'lo lachem los. Right, you need lecholos. So you're going to put it over your sleeve. So that's a problem. So commenting on that Mishnah Megillah, the Ran in the back. The Ran is on Daf Tes Vav on the base in the pages of the Rif. It says there. Tiponzov and also Unkli Hareza Derechitzonim. Tiponzov, the low Darshal Mantia Darshal Shemeficha and Amutu Eficha. Kalmash Eksur Mashemutu Eficha. A different reason about the gold. Okay? The Nosna Beis Unkli, Hainu Shenosan Tfilah Shoyad Al Chaluko on his shirt, Mibachut, outside. Shenegara Kiboris Mamish, Lo Al Besar Mamish. It's the same, put it in the right place, it's over the muscle, you know, but it's not on his flesh. The Kevin Shein Lo Surim Hein Shiroi Shiula Kol. What was their drush of the Apikosin? It says Myola Kol Os. What does an Os usually mean? A sign. It was a seer. This guy darshens himself and puts a tefillah over his jacket. Everybody can see it. Below darshim alachal os alachem os. These are chitonim. They don't accept Chazal's drasha of lachal alachem. Okay, so based on that, I raised their chitonim. Karov leminhu. You're almost an apikoros. Avo min gomer lo. Avo min gomer lo havi. Lo aker. Yeah, he still put it in the right place. Okay, right. Yeah. That's the old joke. You know, what's the difference? It's a speak about a guy. His mom, she's a goy gomer. What's the difference between a goy and a goy gomer? A goy gomer is usually a Jew. Anyway, so umikan continues the round. Umikan dictate karashbo. The tefillin sarosh mutar lasis os al kovo o al kisu harosh. The tefillin sarosh, you can put on a hat or some other head covering. So Yad, lo asulitin osam al gabi unklur mishum nesibu lechala os. So Yad, you have this special drasha of lechala os. Halav hachishari. Bil tu on shabarosh, other of exibu barov, kam eretz, kadamina baal brachas avob, and afam hey, el tu on shabarosh, and so on. Behold, amina mokam yesh bain titz and seven, hey, bo tu on. Epsher, the hainim shum de osu, when it says kli acher, shal mitzah on its nefes. Your question, I thought you had to find that little place. So the Ran asked that question, Rav Ashbo, he's quoting Rav Ashbo. He said, yeah, that's maybe a special din, he shouldn't put something on the mitznefes as a din in the mitznefes, not a din in the chatzitza, not a din in the tone. So you see the Ran quotes this Rav Ashbo, the Rivash also quotes the Rav Ashbo. Okay, the Rav Ashbo also quotes one of his chuvas, it's chuva kuf, lamed zayin, Mashal Surah, Rivash. He says the point that Razid alluded to for Omnam, after the whole thing, Lamashat Achoshim and Azilos. Let's say a person, his head was injured, is bleeding, or has a bandage, right, on his head. Okay? And the guy wanted to wear tefillin. So what's he going to do? So the Rosh Paskin, it's okay, you can wear tefillin Sarosh. Why? The Efshah Lechalamed of Karash Bozo, you'll be Samech on the Rosh Bo. By Chakasa, tefillin Sarosh, Mutu Anicha, Al Kovo, Al Kisarosh. The diaklomi, the osu tulshayar megillah, only because of the cholera. Same thing we said. So you see, quite a number of, even though we said before, the rush is pretty emphatic. They are not out of a chatzitza, and the Iranian said like that. Also, the Rashba disagrees. The Rivash quotes at least with regards to tulshayar. The Rashba disagrees, and the Rivash quotes him, and the Rabban quotes him. But by the way, I have a machlokas rishonim. What's the halacha? So the tour paskins. Again, it's just interesting, I keep going back, there's no drush in the Gemara about this. You expect this to be somehow talked in the Gemara, it just isn't. The tour in Simon Arachayim, Simon Chav Zayin, so the tour brings, not surprisingly, he passes like his father, the Rosh, okay, and therefore the tour writes, we're going to find it here, it is, Lo Yehei Davachotes Beineyam of Sorrow. There's no lumbas, no discussions. He quotes, obviously, that he's following the position of his father. That's what Beis Yosef explains. The Lord of Rachot, the name of Lord, Cain, cause of our Rosh. The Zel Hashanah, we don't have to read the whole thing. He quotes the Rosh from the Hilchas Tzilin, Hilchas Kanas, we said before, in the end of Sin Yod Chaz. And he quotes from the Tshuva in the Rosh, like this is the Rosh. However, he does acknowledge, Abba Haran, in this Ran we just read, Abba Haran, Abba Hadassan, Parakoris, and Megillah, the Lensing Bar Megillah, not that way. And he says, he quotes the Rosh Bo, and so he says it's Machlokas, even though the tour quotes his father Rosh. They also let us know that not everybody agrees with that. Okay, and the Bach, also, the Bach on that same simon, he says, the Rashbo agrees, alright, so the Rashbo would agree, Aval Rashbo, b'tshuvos of Aran v'rivosh, tofsu kach la'alocha, l'sharosh, ein rayesh le'chotez l'chach, posam b'yisosev, demishu olo l'nezilos, in yitztarach l'nechtzil l'sharosh, amsor, olo l'nechum klal, yesh l'hatel, l'nechtzil l'sharosh, alakova. But the only thing is that Alkova Dak, Hasamuch LaRosh, shouldn't be too thick of a hat. You manage, you know, to have a little thing, but not a question of how thick is thick, I don't know. Yeah, I understand. I'm not sure. Maybe can you feel it? I don't know. It's like, depends who you are. Some people feel it with the princess and the pea. Right? So I don't know. Okay, anyway, so that's the tour of the Beis Yosef. In the Shulchan Aruch, indeed the Mechaber Paskins also like the Rosh. That's again, Simon Chav Zayin of Arachayim in Siv Dalad. Lo Yehei Davachotes Ben Film of Sorrow, Lo Shnal Shoyad, Lo Shnal Shorosh. Neither Shoyad, no Shorosh, never mind the Rashbo. Okay, you're passing straight out. You're not allowed to have although the Ramah adds, not our Shia tonight, but Ramah adds, the Hainu David Dafka betfillin ava beritzuos ein lahakpid. Ritzu is not a problem. It's important then. We spoke about it years ago. But I'm not minimizing importance. Not what I want to go into now, but that's what it says. Ritzu is different. The Mogan of Rom in Sivkotan Dalit says, he quotes the Sugi in Zochim Daf Yates, and he adds something interesting. Zochim Daf Yates Mibai in what if you have other things? He says, Venir Elish, Unezek Kosar Okeh, Sheesh Le Galea Hasar Shalatzabur, Shalei Chotzets. He goes so far as to say, your haircut in the back, and you can't have long hair in the back. Yeah, she was a haircut.
Yeah,
well,
what about the hair in the front also?
Yeah, well, I don't know if I left, but the point is. Right. The Chotzal Ogur Simon Lamed Hair Chotzal Kerem, Vlad Avalon Ogur Kerem. Okay. Umiu bekina meisav alfa yeshizar zelo ben chal ubishalah kosav lirchos mokam anachasvul. Mashallah writes every day you should make sure to wash. We put it on the case any dirt there. That's the.
You shouldn't leave it wet.
That's the Mokarav. Yeah, very important. Ruin the soil. That's another issue. No, but that's another shower where the water itself could be chatzitza.
Uh-huh.
Even not only it ruins its own.
You came out of the shower.
Right, exactly. And it ruins its own because it gets wet and the leather comes apart and so on. Yeah, the matzah sheker, huh?
It's a problem with the chatzitza?
There's a discussion about it. Water may not be a chatzitza. But it's going to be dry. It's interesting, the matzah sheker commenting on the matzah sheker commenting on the there. The Matzah Shekel commented on the Mogan Avraham there in Sivkot and Dalid, after going through a bunch of different things. He writes like this. Okay, I'm not criticizing anybody, but we'll read it anyway. He says, Umahai Taima, Ra'a Lehamaisa Osan Hamagadlin Blarasayan. I don't like the people who get these fancy long hair, what do they call quaff out there or something. It's fancy hair things, okay, ponytails and whatever else. Nuvad ki derech, it's geiza, and it's, you know, but yesh ksas isur, okay, it's also perhaps an isur of, you know, chukas agoyim or whatever,
yeah.
But then he writes, yesh po isur banochas tulim, kevan shigadolim harbe leka lamema, hainer rubisai vechotetim. That's perhaps a chatzitza, okay, mishum maisa anoshim halolo, he doesn't like it in plain English. Even according to the Rashba, he says, he's the only halacha. He says you're not worried about it. He says yechil adas hashbar shemal halacha. The lo lemaisa. The baros lo kapti nechatzitz. Mekom makom ki hay gav neefshe the mode harashbar. Okay. Kamosha also the alkova avos like a thick hat. There's so much hair. There's not resting on it. It's a question. It's a real question. That's I think why I believe that that's why. By the chassidim and so on, they get very short haircuts. For that reason, except for the pace, where they get very short. I think it's because of this din. So that's the matzah shekel. The Taz, what's the mucker for all this? Again, it says in the Shacharos, the Taz, they've gotten no rights. Dabar Chotez, Dichsiv, La'os, Al-Yorcha, Shalo Yehei, Dabar Chotez, Beinu Levein, Yadav, V'chein, B'Shavosh. Again, he quotes it like it's a mamash Adrosh's Chazal. I mean...
Can you read the word again?
Yeah. Dichsiv, La'os, Al-Yorcha, Shalo Yehei, Dabar Chotez, Beinu Levein, Yadav.
You say that's the problem before, the words don't fit the idea.
I understand. No, but that was by the Shorosh. Yeah. It doesn't
same
say Al.
Right
now here it says Al at least. Al Yorcha.
But what's got to do with Achemin?
Well, that's two different things. He doesn't quote that one. He's quoting here, the Shaloya Dabar Chotzer says the Tassi Kram Gimel, the Siv La'os Al Yorcha, Shaloya Dabar Chotzer. Yeah, Al.
It's not the Achemin.
No, it's Al. Not that your thoughts, yeah.
Right.
I said, again, I'm just pointing, he quotes it as though it's a Joshua's Chazal, but it isn't.
The woman goes to the big when she wears hair, obviously it's a chidah, can't be a chatzitza.
Yeah. So that's why they. That's why some of the women in the Sapa, whatever, they cut their shit. Yeah, I think it's also because of chatzitza.
They don't wear
tefillin. It's a chatzitza in the mikveh. I think that's the most
important. That's also because of the Zohar. I think it's
a also about the hair, but I think that one of the reasons is because
reason,
avoid the chatzitza problem. I don't know. I think it's great. I've heard it from Moralis, but I don't know. I didn't see it in print anyway. The I'll read it now, save some time, but the Prima Gadim. The Prima Gadim, it's another person. The Prima Gadim and Sivkot and Gimel in the Mishpatel Zohar on the Taz writes, it's not really such a drush. He says it comes from the Rosh. And the Bir Hagra also quotes in the Rosh. It's all based upon this Rosh. The Chidor writes, I'll move to finish up. The Chidor writes in the Birkei Yosef, it's a cotton aleph, He says, "Lo yeh davar chotzer is being the same sinuch hazayin. Lo yeh davar chotzer being tefillin l'sar v'kosa achronim mishum arav shnei luchos abris tatsishaloh lirchotz mokom anachas tefillin u'poshut sh'anogim kain tzrichim l'nagev ha'mokom heitev." Okay, as I was saying to you, Warren, you dry, if you do wash, you go to the mikveh, whatever, dry your hair place well. Why? Imishum kavet tefillin. First of all, because it could ruin the tefillin. You know, if it's wet, then it ruins the tefillin. Or imishum shamayim efshar shem mafsikim. It's possible. Okay. Ubinim sheyu atun arosh absar mamish dumiyu de big day kahuna. He says dumiyu. He said v'chein kosher gasar rosh. So it all traces itself back to that rosh. It's dumiyu. Even though we don't have such a rosh, but it's dumiyu similar to the din of big day kahuna.
The rosh is based on the gemara. Should have said otherwise.
He's medayik.
Let's talk about the pasuk to connect to that.
What, about Lachal Lachem?
Yeah. Remember, Al Besar.
The Rosh is the first one.
Both.
Yeah.
Says Al and it.
Yeah, the Gemara. He's first Medayek from the Gemara. But then he says, it's like it's a, he brings it as a. Again, the Rosh is not making up drushes, but he's saying it's the similar type of drusha. You know, I mean, it's not the only time we've seen such things, but it's just interesting when it does pop up. There's one or two other things. In that same Simcha of Zion, so the Chaber, even like Paskin, as we said, Lo Yeh Demarchot has been filled with sorrow, Lo Shal Shayad, Lo Shal Shalosh, like the Rosh, against the Hashboah. He says, hey, he writes, Adam Shu Olu Nezilas, in Sark, Lanif, Tzul Shalosh, I'm sorry, Lo Nef Klal, Yesh Lahatir Lo Lanif, Tzul Shalosh, Ala Kova. He says, you know, Ala Kova is Ala Kova Dak, Somuch L'Rosh. Okay, it's the thin, sometimes a bandage or whatever, it's a thin thing, a thin, coating, sometimes a hat, a handkerchief the person puts on, you know, to, so that, he says, but yeah, but if you're stuck, you're allowed to do that. In other words, you can be somech on the rush. Okay?
Mr. Ashkenazim would not make a bracha?
Would they not make a bracha? I don't know. It's a good question, I'm not sure.
Which case?
In this case, where you rely, the Mechaber says, but yeah, but you can lie on the rush. So if, you know, but could you make a bracha?
Always start brachas
a hakim. Yeah, but I don't know, there's a suffix. I don't know. I'm not sure. We'll just see. Not sure. Good question. Let's see the Mishnah Berurah says.
Over that head.
The Magen Avraham writes in Cotton Vogue.
Over
head. I am so the kula not to sharos davka liyeshal maka beyad. All this sharos, but you have like, some type of a bandage or something on the yad on your arm. Okay, if it's cast. Also, on what about the ritzus now? If ritzus is okay, sometimes a lot of times you have a cast is just an elbow down. Okay, but let's say you have a full length cast the whole time. Yourself. So there, the Magen Avraham writes that the Rashbo's clue doesn't go there. Okay, he says, okay, not like the Bach who's even after that and so on. So the Bach seems to learn that the Rashbo's make it all the way. Once he's making Moshe Rosh, he's making Moshe Yad also. But the Magen Avraham doesn't accept that he must be master again because the and the extra paid unless you're going to do what you do and put something else over it. I don't know. The Shulchan Aruch Harav also again the other quotes this in Sinachav Zayin about Rav Balatanya Sinachav Zayin Sif Dalad no yes Sif Zayin Sinachav Zayin Sif Zayin Yesh Omrim Shetzar Shalei Dabar Chotu Betzon Vesar Shenem Ayorcha Mashma Yadu Mamish Below Chati Devin Time. Who had been mitzvah shoros? Tzorach lizar b'davar. Shum davar chotu mitzvah l'saro v'afwa or kino meis and nikra chatzitza v'lochein. Yesh nolgin lirchot tzmoko anach l'tzvah shoros v'chein b'ritzuz. Mashach l'akshiro. He said by the ritzuz, there's a difference between ritzuz and ritzuz. Some of the ritzuz, this part that's up here, which is needed to fasten the thing in place, that is the din of the bias. When we were makeable before by the ritzuz, you mean the ritzuz that are lower down, that are not right, that are not necessary for holding the bias in place. Okay, the Hainu Masher Makiv Zat Palm Achas Masher Makiv Zaros Tork Lizar Shloy Shum Chatzitza V'Yesh Omer She'ein Tork Lizar Klal Shloy Dabar Chod Tzvein Tzvom Ubsar Olasar Vafu Bishalachi Dvayim. Even Allah is not like them. That's Rosh Bo and the Ran. Okay, and the Rosh Mikol Makom Adam Shu Olu Lezilus V'Loyochol Legal Tzoshul Lazik Lok and so on. As such a person can put it on and rely on that Lachin Mutav Shenata Lismach Asvar Achona B'Yenech Tzol Sharosh. But he writes. Okay, or when he writes, below Yivarachala. Don't make the bracha in that case. Okay, that's what the Shulchan Arav says. Below Yivarachala. Al Kova Ava, also Nech Meshatzioch Vanetzvon Shosh Keneged Mokom Shemok Shatina Kofi. Okay, Kemosh Yisbar, Vamnech Lagabi Kova Ava, Enam Nech Neged Amokom Shemok Shatina. And so it can't be a thick hat. Again, the Sotel of Shum, I don't know exactly how thick is thick. I just want to read from the Mishnah Berurah. I'll finish up. Did I bring the Mishnah Berurah? I don't know. Okay, so yeah, no, I'm saying, oh, this, that's the din. I mean, it's, Lamaisa, we pass back to Rosh, but did he ever, at least with regard to Sharos, someone who has, sometimes a person has to have next, a person has to have advantage, so we can, you know, have no choice, but rely on it, but not with the bracha. Just read quickly from the Shabur, and then we're going to show one other thing interesting from the Minchas Alozit, but this is again in Simchav Zayin, so starting in, Yud Gimel, the Mishnah Berurah writes, Lo Yehei, right, Tichsiv Al Yorcha, Vatzon Shosh Kiv Ben Echo, this again quotes it like his mama's a drosher, okay, Ayudal Dabachot, Afil Chisa Kodu, Benoch Nizor Chachila, Afil Bikina Chai, Bugs and so on, so he must even Tzon Shobosa, Al Kopon, Bikina Mesa, Rafi Yesh Zor, Al Keng Yesh Nong Lirchos, Bachon Tzon, and he says, it's an interesting thing, he quotes the Sefer Vid Azov, okay, the Masharitsua Chotzet is the form being thrown with Saralomi Krikatitsa. The Minbamino Eno Chotzet. Sometimes the way you put it on, sometimes it gets tangled or whatever, so that there's a piece of a strap is underneath.
Don't worry.
Okay, don't worry about that because it's part of the thrown. There's Minbamino. Yeah, it's Minbamino Chotzet.
So we say okay. It's a leather wax stand.
But he says, Nochel Chatzil Achmirizah. Okay, yeah. And then he quotes that the complaints from the Machta Shekel, people with the long hair and so on. All right, you know, that problem. Mutsuos we spoke. All right, so that's the Mishnah Berurah. I just thought it's interesting, and I don't know the position of it, maybe somebody knows, the Minchas Elazar has a state for another film called Os Chaim, which I have here. So, in Os Chaim, on this sin, in Sinchav Zayin, obviously, and Sivkot and Dalid, he quotes an interesting raya for the Sheet of Rashba, which we said we rely upon at least a little bit, okay? Because, and I don't know exactly how it works. We've seen pictures of it, but it's hard to picture. He says, Nira lila lachar lahavi raya ladaris Rashba. Okay? He says, if you figure out how the tzitz and the mitznefes were positioned, so there was some sort of a thread or something. How did the tzitz came in place? Yeah, how did it came in place? There was some kind of...
Right behind.
Behind the, look at the Mishkan book. You can see the pictures. Okay. The kosher Rosh Hapsim Shnei Tzadah Mechara Orif. Makifin Es HaKadgu V'Kosher M'Shalim P'Sil Em Tzai. That's Rashi and Chumash has like that. Okay. So basically, what comes... If that's the case, so it's unclear, he said, depending on where all these things went, it's not enough that there was a little place in the front, like the Gemara says. Because after all, Tzon Sharosh has more to it, has the straps that come out. So they're going to run into that thread.
Oh.
Okay? That's what he posits. Okay? Because they're going to run into it. And we see that...
Both shouldn't have the feet.
Right.
And
one is going to run into the other. So the Mele, he thinks that's a riot to the Rashba, that we're not worried about the Chatzitz of the Tzon, because the Tzon, at least the Ritzuos, and again, see the Ritzuos in the Yad, you don't need, but those Ritzuos in the Rosh, you need to keep in a place. So those Ritzuos are like the vice itself, yeah. So he says, Amela, again, I don't know any questions this riot, but he says it comes out, if you look over there, it comes out that should be a riot to the Rosh Bo, that at least a thin Chatzitz, the thread is very, very thin, so it's not a problem, but... It doesn't matter. The other books, you can take a look. Anyway, Lemais, as I said before, we are Makbid, and as the Rashba himself wrote in the Tshuva, you know, supposed to make this, and go see what people do. And most people are very Makbid, not to have anything in between the Shayad bias and the Sharosh. As far as on the arm, you see many people are Makbid even with that. So the whole question of the watch, okay, it's a leather watch, and you wrap the Ritzuos around it, you have to take the watch. I personally, a lot of people take the watch off and put it on the other hand, or put it in your pocket, or so on and so forth. But strictly speaking, that's another problem. We're allowed to wear your gadget. Anyway, there's some insights into Chatzitz and so on. Wish everybody a good job.